Welcome to the Not So Fast Podcast, the admins for the Freaky Fast Racing League and the National iRacing League discuss all the league happenings, along with other occasional unnecessary dialogue.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Today we have Jeff Ramsdell, Michael Gitchell, Patrick Anderson, myself, Dave Gilbert. Welcome, everybody.
How's it going, morning, gentlemen?
Morning.
Good morning. So first we talk about our week in iRacing and the other leagues, official races or hosted races that you ran this week.
Well, Gitchell got two wins this week, so one I kind of not gave him, but he stole, but... It's racing. Loudon.
It was hard fought for.
We had a good battle for the last, 30 laps probably.
Yeah, and then he ended up last.
Yeah, incident points.
Yikes.
But it was all fun. Gitchell really wanted to double down, so I don't blame him.
Yeah.
The only Gitchell's bad part about it is that he used up all of his luck.
Yeah. Yeah, Gitchell has had a long streak of bad luck, so now it's time for him to turn that around.
Here's hoping, anyways.
Well, it sounds like you've had a pretty good week with the Krispy Kremes.
Yeah, that hot sign is dangerous.
Yeah. So, anyways... I haven't really messed with any other races so far this week. Nothing. Just our league races or whatnot. I did broadcast Keith Fonseca's win at Atlanta. I was messing with my Streamlabs and I wanted to get everything, see what's going on with it. So I decided to broadcast a race and try to get Keith Fonseca's monkey off of his back.
Yes, but that wasn't a live broadcast, so I don't know if it counts.
Yeah.
But we'll say it counts. Yeah,
it doesn't.
A win's a win.
Yeah.
It must be a live broadcast.
Yeah. Well, it's a stepping stone, maybe. Now our Thursday nights are going to be live broadcasted. You know, we was able to get a broadcast team in. To broadcast our trucks on Thursday, so now both of our series will be broadcasted this season. So it doubles his opportunities of getting a win on a broadcasted race.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. I think the road courses is going to be where he probably shines and gets a win.
Yeah. Speaking of Keith Fonseca and his group, they got the Freaky Fast Racing League. They went to Talladega on Sunday night.
Yeah, they had 36 cars show up, which honestly we did pretty decent. There was 83 laps completed. We had 7 cautions for 21 laps with 28 lead changes. You know, McKinney dominated a lot of that race. You know, all of us NIL guys that were in there,
and we were did all at really the front well for a while.
Yeah, I mean, we dominated the first stage. I think we had, you know, the 6 out of the top 7 cars. I think the top 5 guys are all NIL guys. With Keith, he was 6th, you know. But yeah. Gitchell got the monkey off his back and picked up a win. And Michael Miller took 2nd. Luke Smith took 3rd. McKinney took 4th. And Turkle took 5th. McKinney, he had the pole. With a 54-2-1-3. I started 3rd. Gilbert was 5th. Gitchell was 7th, Ramsdale 9th. You know, so that top 4 rows was, or top 5 rows was on the inside lane, was all us. You know, so we were able to work together. So that was awesome. That was fun.
Yeah, we was able to control it, made it a nice clean race for that till we got to that stage, and then we kind of got spread out a little bit, and that's when the caution started happening. But the first 20 laps, we went caution free. We didn't have any cautions, and
as much as the front group was aggressively side drafting, I'm actually impressed it took 18 laps to get a caution lap.
Yeah, it was impressive.
Yeah, was it ET that was side drafting the heck out of us?
Yeah, he was coming down.
I mean, he was pretty much forcing us, you know, onto the painted line in the turns.
Yeah. I was running like 3rd in line, and McKinney came down and side drafted me at one point. I was like, dude, you got to give me some space, man. Get off of me, because we almost wrecked, man. That would have been bad, because we at that point we were at the front of the pack.
Yeah,
we'd have wrecked everybody.
During practice, I ran a small stint, like, where I did not let up the guy ahead of me. And I did not let up until my car blew up. And so I knew how many laps I could run, just tucked right there. And I just stayed right there on McKinney the entire time. And then, you know, like, we had him move up the track a couple times, and then I moved up the track a couple times. But, like, I would push him. I would just push him until my car was ready to blow. And then I would be like, hey, yeah, we need to switch.
Yeah, I was behind McKinney, so I was running 2nd in line, so I was the pusher for a long time, and I didn't have any overheating issues at all. But there's a little bit of an art to getting off them and getting your nose, you know, getting some air onto it, and then get back to the bumper.
Yeah.
But you're not as fast, so if you just stay tucked like you were saying, you're going to have overheating issues if you just stay tucked to them. But
yeah, and with that outside lane, I was just staying tucked just so we could try to break, you know, get a couple cars ahead. But they just they kept on side drafting the heck out of us and pulling us back.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, with being a restrictor plate race, I guess it's not really restrictor plates anymore, but with that being the case, You're not gonna drive off and get a second lead on anybody. You know they're gonna come right back. You might get a break off for a lap or two, but they'll be right back on you.
Yeah, it's not like back in the day when you could get those 2-car tandems going and get a second lead with just 2 cars over everybody else.
Yeah. Yep, but that was fun. I don't get to race the Sunday nights. I just happened to get. Have a break in our schedule, so I was able to get to there. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. That anytime you get to the restrictor plate races and you can have a somewhat decent race, everybody has a lot of fun there.
Yeah, definitely. They're fun. They're fun when they go caution free, but as soon as you start, like, just like any racing, once you start racking up the cautions, then it's just gets a little monotonous.
Yeah, cautions breed cautions, and it's definitely true.
And it's tough when you're trying to slow down for a wreck and some guy pummels you, not paying attention, thinking they can drive through the crash like Days of Thunder. It just doesn't work that way.
I hit the lead with 28 incident points.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I think I only had 8 or something.
No, you had 20.
Did I? Huh. Must be thinking of something else. But we went, the Freaky Fast guys, they took their sports car series to Laguna Seca on Wednesday. And so they had the GT3s and them new Toyota GR86s at Laguna Seca. And they did 32 laps. Jose Puig pulled off the victory over Justin Gibbs, John Barry, DJ Trout, and Don York in the GT3s. The highest running Toyota was David Tamira, Keith Fonseca, Mark Bradshaw, David Trumbly, and Michael Gitchell getting the top 5.
As a starting park.
Yeah.
We can leave that information out.
Yeah. Yeah, so he got the Toyota GR86s. They don't have a lot of participation right now, so if you're wanting to get in a road course league and learn how to get better at, I mean, that's how you get better at running road courses, is just by running them. You can get in a Toyota and, you know, get yourself a top 10 pretty easily if you, or you can, the GT3s, they have quite a bit more to show, you know, that are there. There's,
I would like to thank my wife for that top five finish. I wouldn't have been able to do it without her.
You know, they had 26 cars and 21 of them were GT3s. So,
field.
Yeah. Yep. And so, you know, the I got ready for the Daytona 24 and I put a lot of laps and I practiced a lot. And that's, you know,
your on-road season is done.
Yeah, my season is done now, but I did get better, and that's how you do get better. It's just by putting laps in. So, you know, I can whine and complain about running road courses all you want, but they're not going away altogether, you know. So the only way you get better is just by, you know, running laps.
Yeah, honestly, I think. No, anytime I get into road racing, it always makes my oval racing better.
Yep. Yep. So I want to talk a little bit right now about one of our sponsors, Admin Box. They're a USB connected box that goes to your computer. So it's got pre-programmed commands, so you don't have to key bind anything, especially if you're doing race control like us. There's driver function and pit options. My personal favorite feature is the LED backlighting. That makes the buttons, you know, real visible, because I like to race with the room dark.
And you can tell the difference between your caution button and all your other buttons.
Yeah,
that is very important.
Right, yeah, Dave? Yeah. I need to know where that caution button's at. You never know when you need it.
No more phantom cautions.
Yeah. So if you're looking for an admin box or a button box, there are discount codes located in our Discord. So, and if you have a question or if you can't find it, let one of the admins know. We can get it for you. But I think it's 10% off.
Yes, 10% off for anybody that wants one.
Yeah. So, also, one of our other sponsors is Turkle Customs. They do custom guns. And then they probably do a lot of other custom stuff, too, if you talk to them about it. But they specialize in custom firearms. They're a licensed FFL. And so, I know I bought a couple guns from them, so, and we enjoy them. And actually, my wife and I are going to go out on a date tonight, and we're going to the shooting range, and we're going to fire some.
Nice.
It looks like, well, he can do anything with anything that you need laser engraved.
Yeah, and he does have a 3D printer, but, you know, Gitchell does 3D printing himself. So if you need 3D printing, though, contact GMS 3D, especially if you're into the RC cars. Speaking of RC cars, I hear you're messing around down there in Florida this week. In Orlando, Gitch?
Yeah, I'm at the Wyndham Resort. We're basically just on the edge of Disney property. I mean, the Animal Kingdom is like right next to us. You can see like the Matterhorn and all that stuff from here. But it's the Snowbird Nationals. Right now, road course is running. I race on the oval, which will be later today. And we had just over 700 total entries for both tracks. So it's one of the big races.
Now, is that like a travel road show? They bring the tracks and lay them out?
Kind of.
Would it be in a convention? You
know? Yeah, the racetrack is in the convention center of the hotel. The guy that puts the show on is a Actually, you guys have seen his one of his logos on my cars for a while. Mike Boylan, Mike's weather page.
Awesome.
Now, do you race on turf or is it that black like Ozite carpet?
Crickets.
Did we lose them? Gitch? Earth the Gitch?
Yeah, we're not hearing the Gitch also. yeah, so he's down there in Orlando. I know Stephen Wood is down there also, and he's racing the RC cars. So we got a couple representatives from NIL down there. So
member of our endurance team?
Yeah, yep, and he was one that was willing to get out of his seat.
Yeah. Yeah, he was always willing to get out of his seat. He was always willing to jump in too, you know, when we needed him.
Yeah. You know,
he wasn't selfish like somebody else here.
Boy, you won't live that down, will you? You made the schedule. It's not my fault the schedule went long.
So,
you know what to do next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you already seen the schedule for next year. Pat.
Yeah, well, we're working on
bros.
Yeah, we're working on a grudge race next season, or this season sometime. We don't have all the details yet. We're still trying to finalize the teams, but for the Jeff versus Patrick grudge race, there's some speculation on whether we should add a driver, Kevin.
So we doing regular Watkins Glen or the bootleg Watkins Glen?
It's got to be the boot. Oh, if we're going to be in GT3 cars, man, it's got to be the boot.
But no, it's the regular Watkins Glen, but it's the bootleg version.
Yeah, right.
It's the bootleg version. You got to get it out of a Cadillac, you know, the trunk of a Cadillac.
So it's going to be the Wish version, where it's pretty much all just drawn in crayon.
Yeah. It's the bootleg version of Watkins Glen. It's like, NASCAR 2003 or something like that.
I'm gonna give Ramsdale some heat, you know, for a long time about it, but you know, positions changed. I wouldn't have got out of the seat for him either. So
yeah, I know.
And I think I did pretty decent. It was not like I was horrible, like I thought I was gonna be when we first started this whole thing. I was like, oh boy, all right. I mean, it's a fun thing to do with everybody and. We knew,
yeah.
But it wasn't a road course driver, you know. But I think we still all had fun and did well ourselves.
When he came in for the last pit, I was like, as soon as it said remove driver, I was thinking, no, like right when the pit stop started, I was like, I should just remove him. give him enough time to remove me back. But then I was like, oh, nah, I'll just go along with it. I mean,
yeah, that would have added like 40 seconds, wouldn't it? Have something like that.
He was in, no, he was just racing, and I always thought. My second stint was always better than my first stint, you know, so.
Yeah.
It was no biggie.
Yeah, my second stints are better, and that's one of the things I think I'm going to work on next year is I didn't get out of the session because I was streaming, but I think I'm going to get out of it before I start my first session and run some practice laps just to get back in the groove.
Yeah, I didn't log out or shut anything off. And
I didn't either.
All my stuff worked the entire time, but it seemed like, you know, we had, well, your FOV messed up when you, just because you switched everything to one monitor, but, you know, get rid of our technical issues and we should be good if we run a clean race again.
Yeah.
You know? And that's kind of the reason why I'm, you know, we added Kevin to the endurance chat, you know, and he wants to run the VRS endurance series. So I just figure I'll run that with him, or you know, any one of us can run it with him whenever, you know, if one of us can't.
Yeah.
Expose ourselves to more than what we're comfortable with.
Yeah. And actually we're gonna try to put together teams for all the endurance races or try you know, some races are not as appealing as others, so maybe not all of them, but
I think we're planning on everything but Bathurst right now.
Okay.
When it comes to the endurance races.
Yep. And so just keep an eye on that. I put a spot in Discord that says upcoming events or special events or something like that. So be prepared for that. Getchell's back, so finish telling us about your foray with the RC cars this weekend.
So I had a question for you first, Getch. I had a
little internet issue there. My internet was bounced off the hotel's internet. I think that's what caused that.
Are you guys racing on, like, gray carpet, turf, or, like, the black, was it, like, Ozite carpet?
This is the CRC black carpet. It's basically just fuzz. There's no pile to it. It's very high bite.
Yeah, super high traction.
Very cool.
It's been a good surface for me here, so it's...
So you run both cars?
Yeah, I run two cars. I race in the Mudboss class, which is... It's a Traxxas slash with a essentially a dirt modified body on it, and then I run SK, which is a pan car, which is called a pan car. It's no suspension, you know, graphite chassis. Motor sits in a little pod configuration, solid axle, and the car's kind of based off of a NASCAR modified.
Oh, cool! That looks interesting.
Those Mudboss classes with the slash, is like everything, is that kind of like a stock spec class where everything's restricted to keep the cars mostly stock?
To an extent, yeah. The with a couple exceptions, the chassis has to be completely box stock. There's a couple changes that we have to do, but that's mainly just for body mounting purposes. But other than that, the car has to remain unmodified.
Do you have to run the high center gravity chassis, or can you run the LCG?
There's no restriction on what chassis to run, but it's kind of a suicide play to run the high center gravity chassis here.
Yeah, I just know, like, up here in the RC racing, like, you know, we had the spec slash class too, and that's, you know, you have to run the high center gravity chassis on that. But that's off road too.
Yeah, typically with that particular class, the only time you see it where you're mandated to run the high center gravity chassis is on dirt oval. And that's usually in the brushed 12 turn class. When you step into the quote-unquote big block class, usually you're allowed to run the lower center gravity chassis.
You're running brushless?
Yeah, we're running 17.5 motors.
I gotcha.
Which is what the majority of the classes are running here.
I got you.
Well, very cool, man. You have to keep everybody updated on how you're doing. We support you and we hope you do well. If anybody is interested in getting into RC racing, I'm sure you can talk to Gitch and he can help you lead you in the right direction.
I'm going to need some of those. Absolutely. I'm going to need some of those wheel hub things. Do you make them for 10 scale buggies?
I can. I do have some that I made for J Concepts wheels. Little different to produce on the Mudboss, but that's kind of where I've specialized in making them for. But yeah, I do have some that'll fit a buggy wheel.
Awesome. Well, after Wednesday night, we went Thursday to run with the trucks at North Wilkesboro. We did the preseason clash there. It was a lot of fun, even though there was we did have a lot of cautions.
Yeah, we had a few, but it wasn't too egregious for a short track with 33 trucks on the grid.
Yeah.
Yes, we had qualifying. Chase Berry had the fastest time in qualifying. I was second. Kevin Bernheimer was third. Bobby Anderson was fourth. And Garrett Seidner was fifth. Then we had the heat winners were Kyle Spies was the heat one winner. Michael Miller was Heat 2 winner, and Matthew Boston Wheeler was Heat 3 winner. And the results, Luke Smith kind of dominated the race. He led 99 laps and won the event. DJ Trout was second. Kyle Spies was third. Garrett Sidenor was fourth. Mike Miller was fifth. I was sixth. Matthew Boston was seventh. Kevin was eighth. Kevin Bernheim was eighth. Matthew Johnson was ninth. And Dave, you were 10th.
Yeah. Yeah. Funny story is I qualified 10th. We ran the heat races. I started the race 10th and then I finished 10th. So I didn't move forward. I didn't get better or worse the whole race.
Well, I started on the pole for my race and biffed it on lap 4. I think I did what you did on like lap 9 on your heat race. And then I started 29th, got up to like 12th, got wrecked, went back down to 28th or so, and ended up 6th overall. So that wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I had a horrible start to my heat race. Spun my tires right off the start, right up into the wall. I finished 8th in my heat. Started 2nd, finished 8th. Started 22nd in the actual race and worked my way up, but then got damaged, hit, went a lap down.
Once you get in the back there, it was tough to get around people. They were taking up the track a little bit.
They were beating and banging. And as the race got closer to the end, you know, like there was definitely guys that I would probably say, don't want to say like got desperate, but they were definitely pushing the issue to pass what they should have.
Yeah. Get to the end of the race and aggression gets higher. But overall, it was a good race. I think it was fun. A lot of people had fun. And we start our season next Thursday at Chicagoland.
Definitely going to be glad to be off a half-mile track.
I thought it wasn't too bad. Like, I came in, I had, 5 minutes of practice and started on the front row. It's just that track, you just got to roll the center. You can't dive in too deep. Just like most tracks, anyways. But it was fun.
Yeah, so that was the Thursday night's preseason clash. You know, we go to Chicagoland next week with our NIL team. And so it's going to be the first race. We have a lot of drivers signed up. I think right now we have like almost 80 drivers signed up.
Hopefully we can pull a full field for out of that.
Which is amazing.
Yes. So how it's going to start is we're going to have 38 drivers qualify in, and then the last 4 spots will race in through a heat race. Just so try to get everybody a fair way to get into the field. But it's at Chicagoland, so it should, you know, provide for a decent race. And that's what we're hoping for. But who is your preseason picks? Not including yourself for our truck series.
Luke Smith.
It's a good pick. Good pick.
But then Taco, he's running Thursday too. Oh, he's running like every other Thursday because Road to Pro.
Yes, he's running every other Thursday.
Now, one thing that you can't watch on or can't sleep on, Garrett. Garrett's quick.
And I don't know if he's doing Road to Pro or not also. So, you know, you might only see him every other Thursday along with, I think Ryan Johnson, he might be only doing every other Thursday. I mean, even if he even runs Thursdays, I don't know. I haven't had to talk to him yet, but.
A lot of fast guys.
Yeah. Who's your pick there, Jeff?
Looking back at last season, Vickery was good. Miller was decent also. A lot of guys are really good there. But Bobby Anderson was fast. We're going to have me, Patrick, all in here. Gitchell will be fast. I mean, there's 15 guys that can win a race in any week.
It's going to be a very tough season.
And with that many people showing up, I mean, qualifying is going to mean everything now, and track position is going to be a tough game.
You have one bad race, and it's going to cost you a lot of points with how many guys we have signed up.
Yes.
You know, another guy that, I don't know, you got to cheer for him, Bernheimer.
Yeah. Yeah, he's, you know, he's boom or bust. He's usually up front, but then, you know, he's got, every once in a while, he'll get Gitchell's luck where somebody will run into him. That happened last night a couple times, but he's still powered back. You know, you didn't mention it was Wally Babb. He won the most races last season in our trucks.
That's right. I forgot about Wally Babb.
Yeah. So, and who knows, Chase Berry, you never know with that guy. If he shows up and runs a whole race, a whole season, that guy could, stick up the show.
Oh yeah. Chase Berry. When he added him, I was like, oh, he always jokes about being slow. It's like, you're not slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fast cars usually look slow.
Yep. So that's our Thursday night. And, you know, we didn't do any recruiting this week for Thursday nights, and we still managed to add, like, you know, 5 to 10 drivers. So... we'll have to see how the first couple weeks start, and we might have to stop adding drivers to that league.
Yeah, at a certain point. Get to a point of, you know, 65, or I think we'll be pretty good until numbers drop off at the end of the season. We find out who stays, who's not. And...
Yeah, well, as of right now, we have 78.
Last season, we had more people that finished the season than started it, so...
In the end of last season, I mean, we still had clean racing.
Yeah. Yep, and so we did do a recruitment race last night with the next-gen cars, because we still have spots to fill for for Friday nights. We did the next-gen cars at Michigan. We only did 40 laps, but it was just the right length of for a recruitment race.
At 60 laps got to be too much. Yeah. Ramsville. Oh, I forget. You weren't there for the 60-lap race.
No, the thing was full. Couldn't go in.
Yeah. Yeah, so we just did 40 laps. Because, I mean, 40 laps will tell you if drivers are knuckleheads or not, and that's really what we're looking for. And, you know, so, you know, Shockey Tarpley, one of our league drivers, he pulled off the victory. Kevin Bernheimer, he finished fourth. That dude was like 20th on the last lap, and then everybody started wrecking around him. And, you know, he dove up to finish fourth. Another one of our drivers, Marcus Vaughn, he finished sixth. Chris Yates, he finished ninth. And Jonathan Herbert, he finished 10th in the recruitment race last night. I want to thank them guys for showing up. Also, Brad Pollitt, Mike McNeil, Bobby Anderson.
I need to start running more next gen races. I'm behind the eight ball with the next gen car. I really haven't run them all that much.
Yeah.
I ran it last night for SDR in Charlotte, and you gotta drive the car way different than a truck in an Xfinity.
Yeah. Yep. We had a couple drivers that requested league invites after the race from that recruitment race. So, and they were in pretty decently clean races. So, we were happy to send them invites.
Right now we have 45 guys in the league and nine on the list, just waiting to accept the invite.
Yeah. Yep. And so, I don't know, looking at that list of drivers, your list of, Friday night drivers, who's your picks? Nobody.
Not going to take Jeff.
It's hard to tell because next gen.
It's way too hard to tell.
Yeah.
We've seen trucks. People run trucks, but next gen. I'm sure the same people that were good in trucks will be good in next gen also.
You got to pick, Bernheimer, Smith. Barry, you know?
Yeah, assuming they're going to run full season, yeah, those would be, at least from past experience, the logical choices at this point.
Yeah, Wally. I think those three right there, like.
Yeah.
They're going to take a lot of wins.
You got Michael Gutschel that's been doing pretty good on Friday nights. He's been getting his practice in next gens.
No, we have Garrett back in it.
That's a line, you know it.
Fonseca. You know, Ryan Johnson. That's my pick. We know he can drive him next gens.
Oh, yeah, right.
He's not in the league, though, yet on the roster.
Yeah, well, I'm still picking him. He might not be on the roster.
One guy I'm definitely not picking is Ramsdale. No, he's part of Hack and Go, as Turco calls us.
Well, you're part of Hack and Go, too, so I can't pick you. He's like, yeah, I know I'm not going to do good. A different car, different experience, and we're all up for the challenge.
Yeah. So, yep. So that's our Friday nights that broadcasted on Liberty Racing Network. We picked up Backstretch Productions to broadcast on Thursday nights. Those are open to be sponsored because our league is free, and so in order to keep it free, we need sponsorships to help pay for the broadcast. Right now, this season, our league doesn't have race control, but we were hoping to have race control for the next season, and so any sponsorship money that comes in on Friday nights will go towards helping with paying for race control or broadcasts or whatever next season, because these leagues are not free for the admins. They cost us money, so any money that we can raise through that. We'll also be doing a fundraiser race. We're working on details of it as we speak. It should be a fun time. We don't have a date yet. We're working on all of them details, but it should definitely be a good time.
Sure.
Definitely good hope so.
Good things coming up.
Yep. But that being said, we got NASCAR getting ready to start this weekend. NASCAR, they're going to the Coliseum. You guys going to watch that race?
No.
I'm going to try to watch it. I got my go-karts this weekend, but try to watch what I can. It'll be a good race. Are we picking from Daytona 500 on, or are we picking from this week on?
Yeah, we'll pick from Daytona 500. We'll pick from Daytona, and we'll keep track of that. It'll be kind of a cool little way to see what everybody's got. We also did a podcast question this week. Of the week was your favorite racetrack or your favorite racing movie. You guys got any favorite racing movies?
Kirby the Love Bug.
You would.
The mechanic in that movie makes it.
That's one movie I haven't watched.
It's geared at little kids. So
yeah. Is that the one that came out like a few years ago with what's her name in it?
Lindsay Lohan. It came out with Lindsay Lohan right before she became like a druggie.
Turned her to a druggie.
Uh-huh.
Herbie, come on, Herbie.
Come on. She went from hot to trashy hot.
Days of Thunder is always a good one. It's semi-realistic and based on a real story, real drivers.
Yeah,
Days of Thunder is one of my personal favorites. My all-time favorite is Six Pack with Kenny Rogers.
I'll have to see that too. I didn't even know that was a movie up until you had the chicken. What's that chicken pot car there?
That is the fastest chicken in the South. That's from Stroker Ace.
Stroker. That's right. Yeah.
Those three movies are my 1, 2, and 3 of racing movies. Stroker Ace, Days of Thunder and Six Pack. Six Pack is more near and dear to me because I lived in Kennesaw, Georgia, which is the town that Six Pack was filmed.
Nice.
I mean, I didn't live there when, you know, when they filmed it, but I you know, I lived there. But and then the tracks, you know, my dad volunteered at the tracks that they filmed the race, the racing parts on for that movie for Six Pack with Kenny Rogers. And it's a story about, you know, six kids that become his pit crew, you know. So it's kind of a cool little story. And you can watch it with your family.
Is it like the Bad News Bears of racing?
Yeah. Well, kind of, yeah.
Another one, not like Days of Thunder, that one's just a gimme. Another one that kind of goes back for me is Fast and Furious. You know, like that one came out right when I graduated. Went to my buddy's graduation party, and like that weekend, me and all my buddies went to that movie when it came out in the theaters. So when we left that movie, I was driving. And
is that technically a racing movie, though?
Yeah, it is.
It's like a heist racing movie.
Do they have numbers on the side of their cars?
No, they write them on the windshield.
Then it's not a racing windshield.
Down at Race Wars, they write them on the windshield. You know? Race Wars. But after that movie, you know, it was, you know, a bunch of other guys in that movie. And stoplight to stoplight, it was a drag race. You know, we had like, it was like four cars deep, just drag racing from stoplight to stoplight.
Yeah, I mean, I do get that. I like the Fast and Furious franchise. They're corny. And each one gets cornier because they're, you know, they're jumping out with cars out of like airplanes and swinging from a mountainside to another mountainside in a car, you know. But
once they brought The Rock into it, wrecked it.
Yeah, they, like I said, they just get cornier and cornier. But you know, that first movie was really a good movie.
The one Fast and Furious movie that I think doesn't get enough credit, that I actually think is one of the best ones, is Tokyo Drift. And that has that the quarterback from Friday Night Lights in it. I don't know his name.
Yeah, I don't know his name either. Everybody knows Paul Walker, but nobody knows that guy. It's the guy that's in Tokyo Drift.
I think his name's Luke.
Yeah. What about you, Jeff? You got a favorite racing movie?
Like I said, Days of Thunder is pretty good. Driven wasn't too bad. That's that IndyCar movie with what, Sylvester Stallone there.
Yeah.
Too bad, but that was more of a drama race car movie, you know. Talladega Nights it's funny, good, but it's not as realistic. But anything with Will Ferrell is pretty funny.
Yeah. What about you? Watched
that movie all the way through.
You haven't watched that one all the way through, you said?
No, it's
no. Yeah, it does.
Will Ferrell, he can be funny, but he can just be dumb too.
Well, that's kind of his shtick.
Yeah. What about you, Gitchell? You got a favorite racing movie?
Lately, I gotta go with like Ford vs. Ferrari. That's been a pretty good one.
Yeah, that one is a really good one. And then you also got Rush. That was the one about Niki Lauda. I forgot the other guy's name that was in it, but Rush was a really good, decent racing movie. Marcus Vaughn, he said Red Dirt Rising. I've never heard about it, but it's supposed to be a good movie about dirt racing. And Mike Miller mentioned Steve McQueen's Le Mans. I've never seen that. I've never seen a movie with Steve McQueen, and I actually don't even know who Steve McQueen looks like. So it's probably more on me than anything else, but I've never seen it.
Jeff Vickery said Two-Lane Blacktop. I've never even heard of that one.
No, I have not heard of it either, but you know, I have to Google it and check it out and see what it's about, because I'm up for a good racing movie, you know. There's probably a lot of them out there I have that, you know, I haven't been seen. I know I seen a dirt racing movie a few years ago that had John Travolta in it. It was not terrible. It was not the greatest, but it wasn't terrible.
My favorite racing movie of all time, though, and it's actually not a movie, it's actually a stream. It was from Wendigo Studios, Season 3 SDR Daytona Opener. Best racing movie ever.
Yeah. What about Cars? I mean, that's an Cars awesome movie.
Fun. Yeah, that's yeah. a good movie with kids. And actually, yeah. I had my son, I had him in 2006, and I think the movie was supposed to come out that year, and it got delayed, and I watched it with him, and I thought it was the greatest movie. And as sequels come out, they don't get as good as the first one, but they're still good.
Yeah, the movie with Trading Paint, John Travolta, is called Trading Paint. It's a late model movie.
Was that in theaters? That was only on like streaming, right?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah,
but you gotta try to find that one.
Trading Paint, you said, huh?
Yeah, it's called Trading Paint. And the movie that my family have watched probably a couple times in the last year or two was The Art of Racing in the Rain. It's about the dog. I don't know if you guys have seen that one. And it's not really about 100% about racing. It's just about the storyline is about a driver, a race car driver that has a dog, and he's trying to pursue his dreams and life.
That's hard to do with a dog. I know guys. I've worked with guys that have quit because they said, "I need to take care of my dog." We had one guy one time. He was working with us, and he left at like noon. He was like, "Yeah, I need to go home. My dog's home alone," and then he never showed up back to work.
That's funny. Yeah, there's a lot of decent movies. There was that movie 3 with Dale Earnhardt. That was, I think Barry Pepper played Dale Earnhardt, which he did a decent job, I think, the movie did. I don't know.
I've never watched that one, but I've heard it's decent, like for like a documentary / movie.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's decent, but I'm not sure that a lot of it is true either. Some of it is not as true as it you would think it would be for a documentary movie.
Did it play Teresa out as it being good?
Well, it was when the movie was made, it was right after Dale Earnhardt had died, and so I believe Dale Earnhardt Jr. was still racing for DEI, and so, you know, whatever went on with Teresa hadn't really came to light yet, you know.
One that I watched, and it was like a documentary one, and I think it just went right to Apple, was the one that it was kind of based on Michael Waltrip. Based on him winning the Daytona 500 more than Earnhardt dying that day, you know, so I know I bought that on Apple and I watched that. That was decent.
Yeah, wasn't it like I forgot what that was called. You know, a movie my wife does like, though, and it's not really about racing. It's more of a heist movie. But since you brought up Fast and Furious, is that Logan Lucky? They're heisting from Charlotte Motor Speedway, so. There's, you can hear race cars in it, but there's not really a racing movie. But there's a long, there's a long line of racing movies. You had some Elvis movies that had, you know, racing in it. Speedway was one of them. But
Elvis, I've never been a fan of Elvis, his music or just him. Overrated. No. Unpopular opinion here. Elvis is overrated.
Well, now grandmothers have just shut off our podcast. If you're knocking Elvis, you know, you're going to have a grandmother come take out your knee or something.
I mean, to really tick off the grandmas? The Beatles. Overrated also.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll agree to that.
Yeah, I also Ed Anderson, agree with
hot,
that.
Hot takes of the week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Beatles is different than, you know, messing with the king of rock and roll.
He's just lucky that he went down to Alabama and learned how to dance from Forrest Gump.
Yeah, so that was our favorite racing movie. We got Kevin Bernheimer who hopped in the podcast. You got a favorite racing movie, Kevin?
I don't know. Not really. I guess I go with Days of Thunder.
Yeah. I remember I lived in Georgia when that was being filmed and watching the races when they had the cars.
How's that, you know, one of them?
Yeah,
I think maybe Darlington when they were running them.
Yeah, they're filming them. So they actually had the cars in the race too. So, and which you don't see that nowadays if they're doing a racing movie, you don't see.
Yeah, I don't think they would ever actually.
Yeah. But they had probably, cars.
Just computer generated all now.
Yeah. Well, they had to qualify into the race. They were all prepared by Hendrick.
I remember back then. I mean, now you know what I mean? Did he get computer generated in or whatever, probably, or just they'd have to sponsor a car. You know what I mean? Something like that.
Yeah. Yep. But they had drivers that raced in the real races.
Who was it? Was Bobby Hamilton one of them?
Dick Trickle. Dick Trickle.
Did he drive
Trickle one of them? Who was the other one there?
That's Greg Sachs, Tommy Sachs, Bobby Hamilton, and Hutch Strickland. Those were the drivers.
I thought Bobby Hamilton was one.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember Greg Sachs being one. But yeah, those were the five drivers.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, that's the end of our podcast for today. You guys got anything to add to it? That's it. So.
Well, we'll see how what Thursday and Friday brings us. And, we'll have a good week.
Yeah. So the Chicagoland for the NIL group Thursday for the trucks and Friday with the Next Gen Cup cars.
Yeah, and Freaky Fast Sunday I know is at New Smyrna.
Oh,
hopefully I'll be home in time for that, but might be unlikely.
All right.
I like Miss Myrna.
Yes, and they got Long Beach, the street circuit for, the sports car series.
And nobody wants to hear that.
So we have 90 laps on Thursday. 90 laps on Thursday, and we're going to put 130 laps on Friday for the next gens.
130 what?
Yeah, laps. Well, if you think about SDR, there's a lot of times that we got almost 200 laps in on a Friday night.
Yeah.
With 95 minutes, so. Those were two or three cautions a race, though, so hopefully we can get to that.
Yeah, that's what we're shooting for.
Yeah. You know, we only have one stage caution planned for Fridays. Thursdays, there's no stage cautions planned. You know, I think, I don't know if we have a set distance for the stage cautions or not.
I don't think so as of yet, but we can figure something out, I'm sure.
Yeah, I thought we were aiming for just past a pit stop, but not halfway, somewhere in that zone.
Somewhere around 30 laps or so. Well, I'll have to test a little bit. I like to test the session, the setups prior to the race sometime, and so I'll test that out.
I need to get in and test for the fun race, the car that I was assigned.
Yeah. But anyways, I appreciate everybody listening to it. All three listeners. We'll have another podcast next week. We got a special guest next week. So it should be fun to interview this guy and pick his brain and see what he's all about.
Can't wait.
With that being said, we'll talk to you guys next week.
See you.
Later. See you guys.
See ya.
Later.